normally we call him so we can complain to him, not that he could do anything about gas prices. But Patrick, I thought it would only be fair if I called you to talk when gas prices were pretty good. And what I'm finding amazing is that the Lansing average for a gallon of gas is $3.51. The Michigan average is $3.72. The national average is above $3.80. But I can go to the Sam's Club, to a Meijer's, to a Speedway, all throughout the mid-Michigan area, and find gas for $3.38 a gallon. What's going on?
You know, there's just a lot of competition out there right now. We saw some of those stations, you know, and today still, some stations in Michigan are looking at prices as low as $3.24 a gallon in Sturgis. And even last week, St. John's, you probably saw that stop. But four stations in St. John's were at $3.18. Like you said, you know, just about every station I'm looking at right now, $3.38 in Lansing. But I do have to say, got to give you guys a heads up, it's likely that prices could go up as soon as today. A lot of these stations are losing money selling every gallon. And so it's very likely that if not in the next, you know, couple hours, that sometime today or tomorrow, these prices could go up from $3.38 to $3.79, or perhaps a nickel or a dime higher than that. So heads up for that.
All right, Patrick. Well, I'm going to have to leave this interview and go fill up then, because but that's still great prices. And yesterday around the mid-Michigan area, I saw prices under $3.50. I think I saw $3.38. What's going on with the prices? I know you mentioned the competition, but I guess that means that the price of a barrel of crude is at a fair price and we're not having any refinery issues.
Well, you know, we are having minimal refinery issues. There was just a blip on the radar yesterday. There was a small refining issue. But the market is getting used to these little refining issues. They keep coming up from the same refiners. So it's not making the tidal waves as it would have in the spring when that was a big deal. It's not as big of a deal now. We're into the summer. We've had summer gas for a while. So it's not as big of a deal. And believe it or not, crude oil is real close to $100 a barrel again. This morning we sit at $99.76 a barrel. It's crept back up. It's up about $10 over where it was a month ago. And I think the only thing that is keeping our prices at $3.38 is just all this competition. Some stations, after others increased, never matched that higher price. And so what that does is it forces the other stations that do raise to drop their price back down. So it's all about competition. I would let everybody know that prices are likely to bounce back up today. You may see a couple stations that don't raise their price as quickly as others, but, you know, let's be frank, a lot of these stations are losing money, and you know, I hate to be the one to say it, but at least we can get the heads up out there. So prices look to climb at least 40 cents a gallon, and I would say in the next day or two, if not in the next couple hours.
40 cent per gallon climb?
Well, you know, prices, stations are losing money generally selling gas. Any station under about $3.60, they're losing money. So, even $3.65. And that's why the state average is so much higher, Tony, is because you don't have what's going on in Lansing happening in other areas. And so stations are keeping their prices a little bit higher outside that area so they don't lose money. We're going to see a big increase so stations can get back to profitability.
Patrick, you have mentioned to us that we need more refineries in the United States and that it's federal legislation that keeps us from doing that. Do we see any changes coming in that area anytime soon?
Well, it's not only that. It's not only federal legislation, but it's the NIMBY, the not in my backyard approach. A lot of folks don't like to have a refinery on their doorstep, so it's hard to just smack one. And there's, you know, very strategic areas where you'd want to put one. So it doesn't really look like we're going to have any new refineries anytime soon. However, there are a lot of refineries that have done expansions in the last few years. So at least a little bit of good news that existing refineries are expanding. In fact, there's one refinery in Texas that's increasing its output from about 250,000 barrels per day to 600,000 barrels per day. That's a 5 to 7 year project. They'll be wrapping it up in the next year or so. There's a lot of that going on, so at least we have refineries expanding.
I keep GasBuddy.com, actually LansingGasPrices.com, on my phone, and you have all kind of cool apps, don't you, Patrick?
You bet, and those will come in convenient today if you have an iPhone or BlackBerry or Android. Download that app, and if you're stuck paying, if you're stuck and haven't filled up later today, that's when that app really comes in handy, because you'll be able to see some of those stations that have increased their price and some that haven't. And so in that case, you could save 40 to 50 cents a gallon. And, of course, that's a free download.
All right. This is kind of newsy stuff. That's why I like talking with you. We should have our listeners get out there and fill up because in the next few hours, gas is going to jump. It could be as high as 40 cents today and tomorrow.
That's right. It could be any time today or tomorrow. I would say that the most likely scenario is that prices start going up around 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. If they don't go up by then, it could happen any time in the next 24 hours, but I really think it'll happen this morning.
All right. Thanks so much, Patrick. We appreciate your time.
Take care, Tony.